Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 166 for the 12th of October, part two of our five-part series on the BBC. Continuing our look at the BBC and the pressure that it's under and the potential impact on Doctor Who, here's Neil Perryman. He's from the Tachyon TV podcast, the Who Fix blog, and he just happens to also be a video and new media professor at the University of Sunderland. Let's hear what Neil has to say.
Living in the UK is pretty difficult right now. Sure, we can all pop down to our local branch of Asda and buy Time and the Rani on DVD on the Think More Than the Wimp, but for several months now we've all been living under the threat of deep and severe cuts, job losses, a double-dip recession, and looking a bit like Greece. But today I'd like to take some time out to look at what remains the biggest fear of all. What does this mean for Doctor Who? Yes, we all remember what happened the last time the Tories were in power. One hiatus, a cancellation, an aborted TV movie, Dimensions in Time. Who wants to go through that again? And let's face it, Doctor Who's golden years have always been under Labour. 1974 to 79, for example. Need I say more? But there's an even bigger danger this time. The fear today is that the Tories will use the current climate of austerity to obliterate the BBC once and for all, either by scrapping or by severely cutting the licence fee. Of course, as Doctor Who fans, we all love and adore the BBC, and we certainly don't like to talk about all those fans who threatened to take the BBC to court in the early 1990s for misuse of the licence fee. Remember them? No, neither do I. Stephen Moffat probably said it best, as he usually does, at Edinburgh's TV festival a few weeks ago. Doctor Who, he said, in a Scottish accent, would be rubbish if they cut the licence fee. He didn't say what would happen if the licence fee was frozen, but that's exactly what's happened instead. The BBC actually offered a two-year freeze, but the government only took one. Why? Well, a cut in 2012 is the most likely answer. So what will that mean for our favourite show? Well, up until last week, I would have put my neck on the line and said that expensive spin-off projects like the Doctor Who Adventure Games would probably be the first casualty. But they're definitely coming back next year, so what do I know? However, given that they can sell these on to non-UK licence fee payers, then I guess they'd be silly not to. And sure, I believe the Doctor Who spin-offery with a revenue stream is pretty safe. In fact, Doctor Who feels so safe at the moment, you can even feel a growing sense of resentment from some quarters of the industry. The backlash is already here, but instead of coming from fandom or the press, it's coming from the likes of David Mitchell and Trevor Eve. At least Terry Pratchett has a medical condition. So let's assume the show is safe. That doesn't exactly mean everything's going to be rosy in the eye of Orion. Even if the budget stays exactly the same, things are still inevitably going to cost more. And this is bound to be translated to our screens. I think it already has, to be honest. But just remember that Doctor Who's never needed a big budget to make its mark. And if, as Stephen Moffat suggests, he'll have to cut down on large-scale alien invasions, then I for one see that as an opportunity. And look on the bright side, they can always employ huge swathes of the newly unemployed as extras in crowd scenes for next to nothing. Worst case scenarios? Well, that could include another rest in 2012 perhaps, returning in the anniversary year. Cheaper guest stars, more your Neil Morrissey than your David Morrissey. Shorter episode runs, TV movies. Then there's the biggest fear of all, of course, no licence fee. I sense this is pretty unlikely in the short term, and if not the long term, but if it ever happens then all bets are off. I will almost certainly leave the country. But if we really do end up with a subscription model for the BBC, can you seriously think of something that could even compete with Doctor Who in that arena? Especially internationally? In short, I think we're going to be okay. So, until the cuts come, this is Neil Perryman signing off, and hopefully not signing on.
Thanks a lot, Neil. The two-minute Time Lord BBC Week continues tomorrow with Mark Goodacre, an expat who's going to share some thoughts about what it's like watching the BBC and keeping up with this important part of his culture after 5 years on American shores, and how he feels about the current struggles that the BBC is facing. In the meantime, find more podcasts at twominutetimelord.com or download them from iTunes. I'm on Twitter and Facebook at numeral2minutetimelord. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow.